الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. These are ayats of the surah Sabbih Isma, which is sunnah to be recited Friday's Jummah in namaz as well. And I'm sure all of us are aware that there are many hafiz, there are many ulama. And whenever we hear the words of Allah Ta'ala, or we read them in the Quran Sharif, or we listen to them, we should really take it that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is addressing me personally. Well, Quran Sharif, Allah is speaking to us, and He's speaking to every individual. So this ayat that we have listened, heard, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Don't take it just like a talk of Allah Ta'ala, but up in the cloud. Allah is speaking to me. Allah is telling me. So let us try and understand that this bayan is from Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah Ta'ala is desiring my good more than all the fathers of the world together, and more than all the mothers of the world together. How much they desire the good of their children? Wallah, Allah desires our good much more than that also. So take it that Allah is speaking to me, and Allah is telling me. So what is Allah Ta'ala saying? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The word قَدْ in Arabic language is for sure, like we say definitely, undoubtedly. So that is قَدْ. أَفْلَحَ, the فَلَاح, that is success. And Arabic is a very, very rich word. To explain anything, it has got many words to explain. But every word has got a different shade of meaning. But it is basically the same. So Allah is saying, undoubtedly, that person has become successful. Yeah, the word for success which Allah has used, aflaha, is all types of success. Whatever type of success you can think of. We normally think of dunya success, and also we have got our definitions of success. That, for example, a student studying for matric, he passed, he said, I was successful. Person studied for a degree, he passed, I was successful. Somebody will say, my marriage is a success. Somebody will say, my business is a success. But yeah, what is the success which Allah is speaking about? Yeah, it is not what we are making our definitions, but what is Allah saying? Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullah alayh, and interestingly, this was a great, great scholar of the Arabic language of Isfahan. He writes that the word success here means every type of success. Whether it is deen success, dunya success, whether it is our health, whether it is our home, whether it is our business, whatever kind of success you can think of. The word falah takes in itself every type of success. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is saying, undoubtedly that person has become successful. For example, we think of success that a certain thing, that a certain person is successful, etc. For example, a hawker selling his fruit and vegetable on the corner of the street, and he sold all his wares, and he made a profit of 200 rand. He says, he's happy, I'm successful. Now, the wholesaler who is inside, he say, what this man is talking of success? What he know what is success? What is 200 rand? He made a net profit of 200. For him, it's a big thing. Today, I sold all my things and I made net profit of 200 rand. But the wholesaler or even the retailer, he say, what this man is talking of success? So we think in our minds, I made big success. Allah is saying, what is that success? Success is what I am saying. Allah, who is the creator, not only of the heavens and the earth, not only of dunya, not only of our present times, of the past, of the future, of Jannat, of everything. The success which Allah is speaking about undoubtedly we can never ever even dream of that success. And yeah, Allah has guaranteed it with the word of definite, undoubtedly that person has become completely successful. Then also Allah used the word in the past tense, like something which happened already. It's a definite thing. What's going to happen? We say possibly it might happen. We say inshallah it will happen. It's not definite. But what has happened, or what is happening, directions can change also. But what has happened in the past, there is no, it has happened already. So Allah is using the word in the past tense that there is no doubt that person has become in every way successful. Who is that person? Now this should arouse in us an interest that who is that person that Allah is saying that he has got all types of success. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That person who has acquired purity, cleanliness, who has acquired tazkiyah, islah. Tazkiyah is cleanliness. To understand cleanliness, we all know the kitchen is dirty, the women folk were working, cooking, now they clean up everything. The kitchen is spick and span. You spend your night in the bedroom, the blankets are all thrown this way, that side, clothes are, there isn't the freshness there, but now they clean up the whole place, they spray a little bit, it has become nice and clean and fresh. You went for a drive, and you had to drive through mud, etc. Dirty roads, your car is dirty. But now you send it car wash, your car is shining, spick and span again. Cleanliness. So everything we can understand. The toilet, you messed it up. But now it's cleaned up, toilet is clean again. Everything. So that Allah saying, our nafs which we have got. Yeah, we should understand, which we all know, but just make it fresh in our minds, that we are all of us are made of two main things. Our nafs, our body, and the ruh, the soul which is inside. If there isn't one of the two, we can't exist. Our souls were existing since Allah created them, but they were in alam arwah. The soul was there, there wasn't the body. Then the body was made in the mother's womb. After the body was made, about 4 months, 10 days, then Allah sent that our ruh into that body. And when it came, now this became a human being. Male, female, whatever it was. It stayed about 5 months still in the mother's womb. After that, it came into this dunya. After about 9 months or so, now that human being, small baby, was made of ruh and the nafs, the body. Until these two things are not there, there isn't life. If there is only the body, but the ruh went out, Allah took it out again before the child was born. Stillborn child, immediately instead of making happiness and walima, aqiqah, we go in, now prepare for janaza. We have to bury the child. A person is living, all of us are sitting here, we are healthy, we are fine, etc. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala takes the ruh out of any one of us, now it will be a dead body. And then we have to prepare for janaza immediately for that person. So till the ruh is there. And the main thing that is living is the ruh. That is what is giving us our life. To understand that quite easily, you are driving your car, moving everything you are doing, stopping, turning, everything. But you get off your car. So to say, the ruh is gone out. Now that car is just standing. It's not moving on its own. So this body also, as long as the ruh is there, that is the driving force. And then, I'm sure we all have understood that, now there is a fight between the ruh and the nafs all the time. Ruh is from Allah Ta'ala, which is pure, which is clean, which doesn't incline to dirt, filth, temptations, desires. And nafs is from dunya, made out of sand and water. And from what it is made, the nafs inclination and desires are always of dunya's things. Because it's made of this dunya, it wants dunya, nafs wants dunya. Lot of wealth, position, popularity, name, fame, all that, nice houses, nice cars, nice income, nice lifestyle. The nafs wants that all. But the nafs, it's working for dunya. And dunya is temporary for a little while. And the real life is the life of akhirat. for eternity, which will never ever come to an end. Eternal life. And ruh is going to return back again to Allah Ta'ala, to that life. Nafs, this body, will get finished in the qabr. Some people who are very pious, whom Allah chooses, Allah keeps their body also intact in the qabr. And mashallah, there are plenty whom Allah is blessed with this great honor. But otherwise, normally, the body disintegrates, go back into this dunya again. But the ruh carries on with its journey. So when these two are fighting, ruh wants to prepare for akhirah. Ruh wants to, because it has come from there, it's going back there. And it knows that life. But nafs only sees dunya and temptations and things of dunya. So Allah is saying this nafs, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, who purified his nafs, made his nafs, subdued it to his ruh. And the ruh is in control. So if the nafs is in control, then a person has got problems. If ruh is in control, everything will be in order. Like for example, you bought a brand new Mercedes Benz, BMW, top of the range, you brought it home, you showed it to the family, I bought this car today. Normally, the young children, especially the boys, 16, 17 year old, they like speed. They like, and now, daddy has bought a BM, he has bought a Mercedes, etc. And today, very sadly, our girls also, they also interested, they were in driving and speeding. And all of us have heard of so many cases, youngsters got in a car, they couldn't control it, and forget on the highway or freeway, in the residential area, they capsized the car. And three people dead, four people dead. Why? The body was not in control of that car. The person driving, he was not in control. So if our nafs is, our body, our ruh is not in control, the nafs is not in control, then that is, we're going to cause havoc on this earth, which Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif of the people of Thamud, who asked for a camel, she camel pregnant, to come out of a rock. They say, then we will bring Iman. The Nabi of the time, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua. Allah gave that camel to them, which they saw with their eyes. It came out of a rock. They wanted it a female, it was a female. They wanted it pregnant, it must have a small camel in it. It came exactly like that. But when that control was not of the ruh, the nafs was controlling, they went to this extent that though the Nabi said, Naqat Allah, Allah's camel. And it is the mu'jaza of Allah. How can you kill the mu'jaza, the camel of Allah? But nothing stopped them. They killed that camel also. So in other words, all what gunas we are thinking about, which are terrible, but it will become like a playground, like a picnic in front of those big gunas a person will commit if his ruh is not in control. If his nafs is in control, the ruh is not in control, that person will commit any type of guna, the worst type of gunas also. So therefore, it is absolutely essential, which Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, purify your nafs. Let it be under the control of the ruh. You be control of your BM. Not let your BM be control of you, which we call, the car is gone out of control. If you are driving your BM, which we shouldn't, but if you are driving 200 kilometers per hour, but you in control, the road is good also, clear road also, you're a good driver also, it's all right, you are going to be safe. But if you drive it 20 kilometers per hour, but it's out of control, even at 20 kilometers, it will kill you. It will kill other people. How many times a car, just one person, who perhaps we remember this instance long ago in Newcastle, very senior member of the community, he was going to park the car in the garage, automatic, and his young little grandson, 2 years, 3 olds, pushed the gear into reverse, and he was standing at the back, and the car went over him. What speed is that just now? And it killed that person, because the car was not in control. That 2-year-old kicked the automatic gear into reverse, and it went over the old man, and he passed away. So in this way, when the ruh is not in control, nafs is control, it will cause havoc. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَى. This is that effort for which we are gathered, this tazkiyah, that we get the ruh to be in control. You still carry on, you'll have your business, you'll have your homes, you'll have your luxuries, you'll have your comforts, you'll have your dunya, but just let your ruh be in control. Don't let your nafs be in control. This is this effort that we all have to do. This is the what is called tazkiyah, that the ruh comes under takes control. And the right person takes control. Your business, if there's somebody else come and he imposes himself and he's running your business, he says, my business, your business. We might not be aware, but other countries, one great type of fraud people do, anyone's property, business property, house property, they make connection with the people in the deeds office. They have a connection. And inside, that whole title deed, they make it on their name. And afterwards, it's sold. When I was traveling in that country, I saw everywhere they're advertising a property, they say original owner. So I say, why they have to write original owner? They say, this type of fraud the person does. He goes and they put it on their name and they sell it. Next, you get a court eviction order. You staying in that house 20 years. You in that business 20 years. Get out from here, court eviction order. What? My business? No, yes, it proved. This house, this business is sold to so and so. And he's got his title deed, everything. And yours, now you got a whole big problem fighting the case, etc. So all this was that the nafs came under to control. That other person, the nafs, what big problems we have. All your bank balance, you got 20 million, 80 million, 200 million. Somebody do some fraud and they put it on their name. Everything is gone. So this is the case where the nafs is doing this fraud. And it is taking in control. The ruh had to be in control. And we are allowing it. Anybody will allow, somebody comes. I'll just mention this little instance. One time, one person came from out of the town in Baghdad, where Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was. And with his wife, pretty woman, young woman, a person from the city saw her, he fell in love with her, and he came, this is my wife. And she also inclined towards him. So she said, yes, he's my... The poor man had a problem. Suddenly your wife, somebody else comes, she says, he's my wife. What a big problem. But he went to Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah, he said, okay, don't worry, I'll sort out this problem. So where they were camping, those days was not hotels and all that. They put up their little tent just out of town. They were camping, the family had come, they had their dogs and things also, whole family. So when they came, Imam Abu Hanifa went there. So when he took some other woman, town woman with also. So he sent them into that little tent where they were camping, where they were staying. So the dog started barking at them. And he chased them away, barking, chasing them away. Then he sent that woman into the tent. The dog was just going around her peacefully, happily, nicely. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi told that woman and everyone present that this dog also know these are strangers. That man also, when he went, he barked at that other man who claimed, this is my wife. The dog chased them all away. And you, when you went, immediately he knew you the right. A dog also knows. So he says, you're not even loyal like a dog to your husband. And you want to go to her. Even the dog knows you the right person of this house. And we don't imagine the zahanat and the intelligence Allah had given to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, how he sorted out that problem. Anyway, if somebody takes your wife in charge, takes her away, takes your business, takes your house, this is exactly what has happened, unfortunately, to most of us. Our nafs is in control of us. And how we can see? Our eyes, it's haram to look at that woman. But the ruh is not in control. If the ruh was in control, we won't look at other women. Our anger when it comes. We just can't control our anger. We get so mad and so wild, and what words we speak, how we swear, how we behave. Why? Because the nafs is in control. So this whole effort that is taking place is to bring back the original owner, to bring ruh in charge again. And wallah, if the ruh comes in charge, our life will carry on. Normal. Everything of everyone will carry on. But now the right owner will be in its place. And when the right owners are there, everything. In the country, if there's a coup and another, the military takes over, we know what big problems there are. So a big coup has taken place that our nafs has taken in charge. And we are happy with it, sitting back, not doing. Somebody takes your wife away. Somebody takes your business away. Somebody takes your bank account away. And you're just happy, carrying on with life as long as I'm eating nice every day. I'm carrying on with my life. I'm not worried. No, the real time we'll realize this is at the time of mort. Then we will realize, yeah, we are just being given peanuts to carry on. Like somebody took your wife away, or took your business away, just gave you some every month 10,000 rand, you carry on, but your whole business is gone. Everything is gone. So nafs is just making us happy with haram of this dunya. At the time of maut, when we will realize, when nafs will go away, and we did not put the right, the original owner in charge at that time, but then it will be too late. So Allah has been kind to us that, as I said, Allah loves us more than all the mothers of the world, fathers of the world love the children. Allah loves us more. And Allah is telling us, take in charge. The ruh is the right owner. Put the ruh in charge again. This is all we have to do. This is why we are gathered. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The method of it, which will be discussed as we carry on in the few 1-2 days. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. Who made the zikr of Allah. That's a purifier. Like you have a glass is dirty. But what do we wash it? Water. What we want to fill inside? Water. You wash the glass with water, you fill it with water. The heart to cleanse it is the zikr of Allah. And when the heart is clean, Allah comes in that heart. So zikr we have to learn. And zikr is a very great thing. And learn it in the prescribed way. Don't just go and take medicine from the chemist and you drink it as you want to. Doctor's prescription, doctor's instruction, follow that instruction. So have a sheikh. Let him guide you. Make your zikr, purify the nafs. Put it under the ruh. Let the ruh be under control. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And after that now, فَصَلَّ. Now you made namaz. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz is the mi'raj. Every namaz, every sajda, you will be making mi'raj. You will be meeting with Allah Ta'ala. Now the ruh is clear, is in charge. It will be making contact. For that, alhamdulillah, we have gathered. Allah reward the brothers of Port Shepstone. How, with what enthusiasm and with what eagerness they have made effort. And all the other brothers from other places also, from the North Coast, from Cape Town, from Gauteng, from other places, many, many places, Northern Natal, great efforts have been made for this Islahi Jalsa. May Allah let it be that success which Allah speaks, complete, perfect success, inshallah. And that is that Allah Ta'ala brings this reality that our ruh takes in charge again. That the big fraud has been done with us. Our things, our greatest value, not only my wife and my family, not only my business and my house, but the most important thing which is going forever to akhirah, that has been hijacked by the nafs. So let us again put the right owner in charge, and for that this effort, Allah give us all tawfiq, and Allah accept. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.